I remember this quite vividly. I was in India in 1967 and I was reading Jeremiah 18. And there happened to be a potter at the end of the street where I was. I hadn't seen this before. It's different now. You can go to pottery classes, quarter of a mile from me, in the girls' high school. They've got a big room there with pottery room and so on. But I'd never seen this before. So here are the words, go down to the potter's house. Okay, I did. I closed my Bible, went down to the potter's house and stood there and watched. That wonderful skill. Beautiful skill, yeah. Oh, sometimes they had to stop. Beautiful skill in forming that pot. And I said, how are they going to get that pot off that wheel? They can't touch it. Admire it. They just got a piece of string, a little table alongside, just got this piece of string and went, and then the pot just went, and landed on the table. I'm a craftsman earlier, and I appreciate talent and skill. And that was beautiful to see that. Now the Lord's taking that illustration, and he said, I can do what I wish to do. If you wish to obey me as the nation of Israel, I can make you as a pot for my glory. Or I can make you a pot to receive my destruction. And of course, later on in Romans, it starts to get individual. There is a place of acceptance with God or rejection with God in the election of God according to his foreknowledge. But in Romans 9, that's the background. That's the intertextual context, comparing Scripture with Scripture. We don't have a quotation of this in Romans 9, but all are agreed that that's the illustration and the wording that's taken from Jeremiah chapter 18. A national aspect in Romans chapter 9, God is electing Israel. And then finally, we find that the apostle says, well, in all of this, the word of God will not fail. In all of this, in the election, God and the prophets knew that there will be difficulties. So here we find in 6a, the prophets foretold God's dealing with Israel in mercy and election, along with hardening, blinding, and mercy shown to the Gentiles, as recorded in Hosea and Isaiah. So you see there in verse 25, as he says also in Hosea. Then in verse 27, Isaiah also cries out concerning Israel and so on. And then the Gentiles obtain mercy because of their fall, which we'll see now as we go into the next section, picked up in verse 30. What shall we say then, that the Gentiles did not pursue righteousness have attained a righteousness, even the righteousness of faith, but Israel, and so on. So as a summary, we find that what we look in Romans 9 is the olive tree with the aspect of the roots that are there. They are mentioned in 11 and so on. And we've had a look at the roots, which is the patriarchal family, which is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the children are mentioned there. And the 12 tribes of Israel grow. And then in Malachi 1, 2 and 3, we find that there is Jacob and Esau dealt with nationally and as groups in the election and non-election of God. So the olive tree comes into existence. The election of Israel, the nation of Israel, in Romans 10. We are those who are committed that the word Israel in these three chapters has one and the same meaning. The word doesn't change its meaning. Everywhere Israel is mentioned here, 9, 10 and 11, is ethnic Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. So our notes conclude, the roots of the patriarchs, the branches of the olive tree, are the 12 tribes of Israel growing, and of course they come into existence in the Old Testament time, and that is for the purpose of God. Romans 9:11 reads, let's have a look at it. Romans 9:11, as we say goodbye to Romans 9. Romans 9:11, for the children had not yet been born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. The election. And it is not by merit. Now we'll start facing a little bit of this in Romans 10, because that was Israel's and is Israel's problem today. So we have the roots and branches growing here in our notes, and we can wonder at the strategies and the ways of God. Right, let's turn now our page and we'll go to the second session. Session number 2, the rejection of Israel. This is the present situation that Paul teaches us in Romans chapter 10. It can have a double meaning, you see. Israel rejected the Messiah and rejected the Word of God, rejected God. We'll see this now as we read the Scriptures. And we find also that God had rejected Israel temporarily and set them aside, broke the branches off. Let's have a little... I've called this our GSP, or Gregory's Guide, okay? Gregory's Guide to Romans 9, 10 and 11. So it's you can come back to this and say, where are we? Well, this is where we are now, Romans chapter 10, and it deals with Israel's present position as a rejection, and mainly this matter of being broken off, the branches broke that was here. The branches broken off. Of course, this is the first century era that we are talking about, scribes and Pharisees in the land of Israel, and then repeated right throughout the Mediterranean world, where the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the offer of the kingdom was rejected. So this is what we will now encounter. We find the main message here is the branches being broken off of that tree, and in the background, but not mentioned, we find that Gentiles are mentioned about being blessed. And it is, when we come to Romans 11, we find about the engrafting, the wild olive tree engrafted into the natural olive tree and enjoying the fatness and goodness from the roots. Amen. The natural branches being broken off and cast away. Those references will tell that message. Okay, let's go now to page 13. The rejection of Israel present, Romans 10. Oh, incidentally, it is agreed that 9:30 begins the theme of the rejection and the position of the Gentiles. So I have followed that and I agree. Now, there is an introductory word there. In our notes, what happened to the nation of Israel in the first century? We know our Lord Jesus, or John the Baptist, our Lord Jesus, the 12 apostles, and the 70 went out on special missions offering the good news about the kingdom. That is, I believe, the promised, covenanted, messianic, Davidic, millennial kingdom offered to Israel on the basis of repent. Repent and believe the good news. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is imminent. John said the axe is ready at the root of the tree. Not so much this tree here, but as a figure. The axe is ready at the root of the tree. Get right with God. You are on the skids. Flee from the wrath to come to the nation of Israel. Now, that's the situation that we read in the Gospels and in the book of Acts regarding the nation of Israel. I'm sure you're well aware of that. But in the 10th chapter, we have some phrases that, and strong phrases that describe that. 10:3 and 4. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Ah, where did you read and where did we mention somewhere in the book of Romans about the righteousness of God?